Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
The attitude is just different in Vegas. It's all the rules are different in Las Vegas. You can become somebody you're not. You can say what you want. You're never going to see that person again.
I mean, not to give offense, but it's like an adult Disney World. Like, it is, you go there and you feel like an adult kid because you know that, like you said, you cross the border into Vegas and it is a whole different world and you are not responsible for anything you do.
That's right.
We also talked about how in Vegas you don't have to feel bad about being a tourist because everybody is.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Everybody is a tourist that's there. So it's like, you know, people walk up to you and they're like, hey, where are you from? Like,
right.
Everybody knows you're not from there.
And it's the same mindset. You know, it's not like when you go out to East Andrews or whatever, that some are going to be there for some reasons, others are going to be there for other reasons. You're there to you're just there to party if you're in Vegas.
Oh, and gamble. I mean, you just can do all kinds of stuff there you can't do anywhere else. It's really fun.
So Javi was in Vegas with a couple of her girlfriends.
Yes. Yeah, so we, you know, we had the, you know, awesome girls weekend. We stayed at an amazing hotel, the Four Seasons, and we got pampered by the poolside for every day, and we went to the spa, and we did shopping, and we did fancy dinners, and we did gambling. One of my friends is a big gambler, so she played lots and lots of blackjack. And then a couple of the nights we went out to the clubs. We went to go dancing and go check them out or whatever. And Vegas has clubs like nobody's business. I mean, I have never seen clubs like that ever.
They just do it so over the top. Like, there's a club there called Tris that has like this 30-foot waterfall in the middle of the club. It's like, Melissa said, with Disney.
Bigger than that. I want to say it's like three stories or something crazy.
That's 30 feet.
Is it?
Yeah.
Each story is 10 feet.
Yes.
That's it.
How about that?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Blonde moment.
No worries. So, like Melissa said.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it all adds up at the end.
It's not like a foot. It's like 12 inches.
You know, like with Disney, there's just no, they have these imaginations where anything is possible. And in Vegas, it's the same idea, mm-hmm. except it's all with partying.
Right.
And it's all bigger and better in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's how every club is.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that club that Bert was talking about, Tris, is one we went to. So there's this big pool, and then there's all these like club tables like around the pool, and then it goes into the nightclub or whatever. And they've got like beautiful women go-go dancing on the, you know, on the platforms. And they've just got like the best DJs and everybody. Everybody's, you know, partying, having a good time or whatever. And this is probably well into the night where people had, you know, had lots of drinks, whatever. So we were sitting out at one of the little tables and it was just the three of us just like sitting around having our drinks, talking, people watching or whatever, having a good time. And this group of guys approach us, of course. And, you know, everybody in Vegas has the, you know, you're so beautiful line when it starts and you're like, yeah, whatever, you know, like move along. But
and guys are moving around Vegas. I mean, it's like it really is like sharks in a school and they're looking for chum.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're looking for smaller fish to eat.
And then, so this group of guys looked like they were having a great time and came over to us. And two of the guys in the group were Latin. So I think that Latin men are a little bit more aggressive anyway. Would you say that?
Mm-hmm. I've never had one come on to me, but...
I
think the cultures,
I would say for the most part.
A little more bold.
Yeah, just maybe a little more bold, a little more aggressive.
It might have to do with confidence, too, because Latin men generally, the whole Latin culture, generally speaking, a little bit cooler and hipper,
sexier,
better
looking
than your average, you know, guy from...
I don't know so much about that
Indiana.
With this group, but they were like,
this was the exception to the rule.
Yeah,
they kicked them out of Venezuela.
The Latin rejects.
Band name.
What, Latin rejects? It is.
They went to Rio and realized they just couldn't handle Carnival, so they're like,
yeah, let's go.
Let's go to the States.
Let's go to Rio and Vegas. Isn't there a hotel named Rio and Vegas?
Maybe so. Well, and then one of the guys approached one of my friends at the table and said this line. And he started with, you're so exotic looking. You're so beautiful. Which, okay, that's normal, right?
Easy.
And then the next thing he said to her.
Did he say it with an accent?
Yeah, I think so.
You're so exotic looking.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. And so already we were like, okay, what's coming next? And then this is what he said. Who do you want me to give it to first? Because I wrote it down.
Give it to Melissa first.
Are you sure?
Give it to Melissa and Wendy first. The women will take a look at it and be more shocked than we will.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, God.
Oh. At first look, is there any way we can innuendo our way around that? No.
But it may confuse people because we can't say anything anywhere close to it, but we can try to use different.
This was his opening line.
This is walk over. You're so exotic. You're so beautiful.
Oh, my God. I would have laughed out loud, too. Are you kidding me?
Even Jeff just looks like he did a shot of Patron.
Yeah, Jeff. You still think we can innuendo around that?
Let me check it out.
You gotta let Bert sit in.
Actually.
He's speechless.
No. Hold on.
I told you.
It's awful.
Here's what.
Golly.
Unreal.
Just show it to
Bert.
I
almost think. Like, if we brainstorm the innuendo, we could use Bert as the test subject because he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But there might not be any way.
Wow.
That's going to drive me crazy. I got to see that line.
I had to underline that one word? Like, it was like.
Oh. It's just, I mean.
Wow.
I'm trying to figure out what else to use.
On that one word that I underlined, it was emphatic.
Yeah, there's no way this can be it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to find another way to say the verb, but you can't.
Okay, the first line again was, you're
so exotic, you're so beautiful, and then this.
What?
Oh, man.
There's no way.
Wow.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Wow.
You're going to have to carry that paper around with you to every event that you do for the next 6 months.
Yeah, you're going to have to ask Jen in person.
I couldn't say that. I can't
repeat
that.
There's nothing you can do.
Because you can't use the verb.
You can't.
Don't.
You can't use the verb.
It can be done.
You can't do it.
You can't.
No, don't.
You can't.
It was nice. Let me just say, it was an honor to be here on the Bert Show. I enjoyed being on the Bert Show.
Why don't I bring it to our next event?
Yeah, there's
our
no
next
way.
21 and over event.
It's the
and I could.
Don't try.
You can't.
The first part is easier than the second part.
No, there's no because
sure
everyone
there is.
Knows
I mean,
right now that we're talking about. A sex act. So if you describe something,
no, because you can use completely different words. I'll do it.
Don't do it.
I'm going for it.
Oh no, there's no.
Anyway, thank you so much for the opportunity.
No. Turn off his mic.
Yeah, you can't. I'm telling you right now.
I'll enjoy the sleeping in. I'm telling you.
No,
it can be done. The first part can be done.
I'm just going ahead and saying goodbye to people. I don't know. I'm just.
It's not us. It's Bert.
Oh, so we have
seriously.
We still have to get up at 3, even if he screws up.
Seriously, I'll just take it to our next 21 and over event. We got one coming up.
All right.
I'll bring it and show people. It'll be a bonus for the price of their ticket.
You can't
might
do
be
it.
A way to like set a time tomorrow and never address what we're talking about.
Oh, because people know
right,
that we're...
Right, but the fact that we're talking... Like, you can't find a way around
I can.
Describing it. No, you can't.
But not
don't
right now.
Do
what I'm telling
don't
you
do it right now.
Is because
not
the
right
first
now.
Part...
Because people know that
right.
we're about to...
Because
you know,
there's the association with what... That people know it's sexual.
Right.
Then we couldn't even try it right now.
But what
but
Jeff
if we
said,
were to come
right.
on the air like at 9 o'clock tomorrow and just start brainstorming without even talking about what we're brainstorming on, and people would just know, then it would make it more legit. But that first line is easy. The second line is going to be much more difficult.
Well, you could say in, like, clinical terms, but you're going to lose the passion. Like, you can say what
the
gentleman
even in clinical...
No, you can say what the gentleman wants to do.
You can't
I haven't been to that.
That
kind of doctor, but I'm on
right. But, I mean, you can say what the gentleman wants to do, but you can't do it in the way that he did.
Now do you see why we're laughing about it 2 days later?
Yes.
And do you see why I told you yesterday there's no way we could say it?
You would have to be such a good-looking guy to
and
use
wasn't.
A line
he
like
wasn't.
This.
He was just bold.
He was just bold and confident and
so what happens? So he says this. What happens after that?
We explode in laughter. Like the entire, I mean, the whole table cracks up. Even his friends that were standing around, because he said it loud enough for other people to hear it. It wasn't like whispered in her ear. It was like loud. His friends that were standing with him started cracking up laughing.
It's so shocking that everybody just started laughing.
So shocking. Everybody laughed. We talked to them for maybe 2 minutes and then we got up from the table and went somewhere else.
Did she call him later?
Hey, Joy, you're on Q100.
Hey, I was just hoping she would tell me off air what it was. I don't want to be on air. I want to know what the line is.
Jeff, can you read the line to her off the air? And I just want to get your response on the air. So Jeff is going to tell you it, and then I'm going to put you on the radio.
Okay.
After Jeff says, hold on.
But don't
but
repeat it.
You can't repeat it.
I won't repeat it. I promise.
You don't want to do that?
I'm not going to say this to a woman. it's going to have to be Melissa or Wendy.
No,
or
I think it's better for Wendy. Yeah, in this circumstance, I think it's best for
Wendy.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say it.
Or Jen.
Joy, hold on. Hold on 1 second. Wendy's going to pick you up.
Oh, all right, true. Wendy.
Off mic.
The underlined word you have to emphasize, like say it longer.
No, turn off Melissa's mic and your mic, too.
Yeah, here, I'll turn it off.
Look at our intern.
Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this.
All right, do it softly.
Wait, yeah.
Cause we can and then let me know when you're done so I can put her back up.
All right.
Just do it.
Wow.
Okay, Joy.
I wasn't expecting that.
And I feel a little dirtier now that I said that.
Can you imagine somebody coming up to you in a bar and saying that?
Oh, wow. I'm speechless.
Wow. I just said that to a woman, and I'm offended.
It's almost as if like he is learning the English language and he purposely learned those words and that's why he just boldly said it like he's proud of the words he learned.
Like maybe the first phrase he ever learned was that
yes.
one?
Yes. The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter Thank You 25 for 25% off. It's promo code Thank You 25 at TakeLean.com.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Monica is now on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, so your husband wants to go to the wedding of an ex-boyfriend. This is your husband, or ex-girlfriend.
Not ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend.
And this is your husband.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. What's the history
of this is like the ex-girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
This is the one he was in love with.
How long did they date for?
3+ years.
Okay. And then right after them, you came along?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're the rebound that just happened to snag
her? Oh, no, I don't say that.
But she came first. That always is threatening. So now, have you guys already argued about this woman?
Yes, many times.
Why?
Why?
You're married to this guy.
Well, there was a lot of, like, there was a lot of drama before we got married with her. Like, he would go and see her while we were dating, and he wouldn't tell me about it, and I think his mother secretly wanted him to marry her, not me.
So he went to see her and didn't tell you. Is that what you just said?
Yes. Twice.
That does change things. That changes things a little bit. And this was before the two of you got married.
But we were engaged.
You were engaged, and he went. Now, is this sort of like he goes back home just to visit the family, and she still lived in the same hometown, and he ran into her? Or this was scheduled, I'll meet you at lunch at TGI Fridays, 1
this
o'clock?
This was scheduled.
And didn't tell you about it. How did you find out?
I answered his phone one day, and then, like, the past phone call, there was a phone call from her, and I was like, oh, God.
Oh, damn. That does change things a little bit, I got to tell you.
Yeah,
At first, I thought you were just sketching out, but... Yeah.
What's most telling there, the mom intervention?
No, it's the going behind
her... I'm sorry.
Oh, going behind the back?
Going behind the back and having...
Yeah, going behind the back.
How long ago was that?
Well, we've been married 4 years, so there's been like a 7-year gap.
And what is the last time you all had an argument about this woman before the wedding came up?
That was pretty much the only thing when he was like, okay, so let's schedule going to her wedding. And I'm like, no, not going.
Did you answer this? How often does he talk to her now?
Well, they still email each other.
Ooh.
They do. Why?
Because they're friends.
So did the invitation for her wedding come in the mail, or did he just inform you about it?
Oh, no. The Save the Date magnet is on our refrigerator.
Oh.
Wow. So when you tell, I mean, obviously if you've had fights, you've told him that you don't really care to hear about her and have any contact with her. What does he say? What's his response?
His response is that, like, I should just be cool with this and that they're just friends and, like, this shouldn't be a big deal.
I got two thoughts on it. Let me run them both by you here real quick. I got two sides of it. If there wasn't this history that he had where he went behind your back to visit her twice without telling you, I would say just get over it. It's your own insecurity. And if he wants to go, this is your problem, not his problem. However, because he has all of this past history with her and all this going behind your back stuff, that does change things. And the fact that he's really not a friend of the family. She's not a friend of the family. She's a friend of his, and he has sort of, I don't know, sequestered you from their relationship. I could understand why you'd be a little bit bummed out about this.
Absolutely. I mean, I have a lot more conservative view about exes than others, and I mean, I think that I don't understand why you put the energy, especially now if you both are fine with it, but if somebody has an issue with an ex, I do think that's wasted energy and wasted fights. Like, why does an ex have to be that important to somebody? If your partner's threatened by this ex, then why is it so important for you to keep him in your life? So I do have that view. But especially that he has lied to you about her, then I have a huge problem with it. I don't understand why he has allowed her to remain this important.
Even though it was 7 years ago, they had all this nonsense.
Well, I mean, he knows. He's, to me, responsible for all this, and he knows how she feels about it, and he knows how threatened she is about it, and to just callously say, well, let's schedule time to go to her wedding. I mean, he doesn't seem to be very sensitive to her about this, if it's that important to him.
Have you ever spoken to her?
No, I haven't.
So she's not friends with you at all?
No, we are not friends.
Something ain't right, but all the advice is coming in.
You think he's
saying the same?
Do you think he's going to cry at her wedding? I mean, do you think he's going to be upset that she's marrying someone else?
God, I hope not.
Because you know what? You're going to have to deal with at the wedding is you're going to have to deal with it, him some point telling her how beautiful she looks.
Yes.
You're going to have to.
Oh God, you're so beautiful on your wedding day, and he's so nice.
You're going to vomit.
Like that right there is reason alone, not to.
But I wouldn't let him go by himself.
Totally, no.
Because then it's like I'm the wife that didn't show up.
Well, he's just alone there.
I sort of had the same thing going on with this girl named Jay Marciano for a while. This was a girlfriend of mine back in California back in the day, man. I mean, crazy back in the day. And then every now and then when I would go to visit San Diego, I would hook up with her and say, hey, this is way before Stacy, right? And then after Stacy and I got married, we still communicated with each other a little bit. Like I might have seen her in California once or twice. But then cards started coming to the house just for me and not for Stacy.
Oh, yeah.
That's wrong.
And that's when you and Stacy were living together?
And that's when, yeah, I think we were married after that.
Party foul.
And at that point, I had to cut it off with Jay, yeah. Which sucks because she was a solid friend.
But when she's an ex, she's already...
She's an ex, she's labeled.
Yeah. When she's an ex, she's an ex. You can't go back.
When you're an ex, you're an ex.
Hey, Jenna, you're on
Q100. Yeah, Bird Show, the musical.
I think it is okay for him to go because he is married to her, okay? So that it means that he loves her. And right. If this ex-girlfriend is getting married, she obviously loves someone else. So I don't think there should be any conflict between us.
Was that easy? Good morning, Courtney. You're on Q100.
You're right. Let's call.
Yes. I wanted to say that I'm married right now and had to deal with my husband's ex-wife, and it totally put a burden on us. And the fact that he went and seen her, I think, is behind her back, is horrible. And I also think that if he wants to go, she needs to let him go by himself. She doesn't need to support him in going because if she supports him, he's going to think it's okay that he does continue to see her or talk to her.
I mean, have you given him an ultimatum, stop talking to her? Or have you said, here's my line in the sand, no more of this friendship? Have you asked him for that?
It doesn't work.
Say it again.
What's that?
The ultimatum never works. Like when you tell someone to stop doing something, they just want to do it more, or they're just like confrontational.
You're avoiding the question. Have you told your husband you don't want him to be friends with her anymore?
Oh, yes, I have said that many times. Like I'm not friends with any of my guy exes. Like my thing was, is when you get married, the exes go away.
What does he say when you say I don't want you to be friends with her anymore?
He just says that I'm being stupid or jealous and that it's no big deal, that they're just friends.
But Bert's theory, like what would if you use Bert's argument that even if you are being stupid and petty, if it is an important, what do you call them, like a pillar or an important...
If it's more important to one person than the other.
Yeah, like in terms of compromise, sometimes one person has to completely sacrifice, you know, over another. So in this case, you can go to him and say, this is one of those things that maybe I am overreacting, but I'm telling you that this is the way I feel, and this is what I want you to do.
If you feel threatened,
would he do that?
I
don't know.
Like, you can go to him. You acknowledge that what you're saying might be out of line, even though I don't think any of us in the studio think it is, but I think you can go to him and say, look, you may find this out of line, but I'm telling you, you and I are married, you're my husband, I'm asking you to support me on this, even though it's crazy. You think it's crazy, even though it's nuts, don't see her anymore. What would he say?
He would probably say that I'm being petty and jealous and that...
And you acknowledge that, and you go, yep, maybe I am.
He's still going to go, well, then it doesn't matter. I'm going to still be friends with her anyway. Probably still go to the wedding.
Such wasted energy.
He would pick that friendship over your marriage.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously picked it before, because he's still friends with her, still emails her, and, you know.
Something not right there. Mm-hmm. Ashley, you're on Q100.
Hello, I love you guys, just so I can share that. But I totally understand how she feels and how he feels also. My very best friend is an ex-boyfriend from about 5 years ago. He was my first. It was a huge deal. But I just started seeing somebody. I can see it getting serious, and that's a huge concern for me. They have yet to forge a friendship. They haven't even met. And just out of respect for the relationship, I don't know how he'll feel about it. So I can totally understand him being torn between this best friend and, you know, things feeling like this is a 7-year, 3-year friendship, yet I am now married. So unless he can manage to include you as his wife and make sure that you all forge a friendship where you have a comfort level with her, that's just, you are his wife, his first alliance, and his... The person he should be most concerned about respecting and honoring is you.
Yeah, I totally agree. Your wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend is your priority, you know, and I think that an ex is in a different category because maybe I'm wrong, but the way I feel is your partner is much more likely to fall in bed with an ex than a stranger.
Well, not on their wedding day.
But I'm just saying in general, I think so many people defend being best friends. She just said, I'm best friends with my ex who was my first and it was a big deal. But dot, dot, dot. So she has placed him in such this big role that anybody that comes after him that has to hear that is going to be threatened or be second best to him when the person you're with now and your future should be your priority and not your past. And so I just think that he's being so disrespectful to her about this woman. And I don't know. I just think that it may be something more than just I just want to be good friends with her. I think he still has feelings for her.
Did you say that she lives here in Atlanta?
No. She lives out of state.
Out of state. Okay. So you have to fly to
Houston. So he not only is he going to the wedding, but he's spending money. Obviously, it involves a hotel room, unless he's staying in the honeymoon suite.
God, don't say that.
But, I mean, so now he's spending family money to do all the stuff that you don't want to?
Yeah.
He is essentially picking the friend over you, is exactly what he's doing, and that is dangerous.
Yep. And I don't think you've been firm enough on how you feel about this whole situation, because you just assume he's just going to keep doing it anyway. But he will if you keep pushing back that boundary.
So there is really no final, like, consensus on exactly what to do, but it sure sounds like the theme is he's picking her over you.
Yeah, either he doesn't go to the wedding or you go with him. Like, I don't think that you need to let him go out of town and be around her with alcohol alone.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. It's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
So Wendy was celebrating Pride this weekend also, in a big way, at Swingin' Richards.
Oh, yes, Swingin' Richards. I met this guy at the pool, and it turns out that he was gay, and he took me out to Swingin' Richards that same night, and then the next night we went, and then on Sunday we went to a drag show. So I just got my pride on this weekend. my new friends.
I think it's hilarious you went to Swingin' Richards not once, but twice in the same weekend.
And got phone numbers.
Yes, and got phone numbers.
And she got phone numbers. And I was assuming that at Swingin' Richards, the guys that dance there were gay, because it's predominantly
a gay crowd, but you know, maybe not, because not all female strippers are straight. They strip. So, I mean, that's just an assumption.
Are there any guys that are brave enough to call us up and admit that they have faked being gay to get close to a woman? Because you were saying, like, this guy, now, I mean, you're so comfortable around this guy, you're having a great time, and there's no chance that this guy is straight.
Oh, no chance. Not at all. Not even an ounce.
Not one drop, Bert.
he's got a boyfriend, so I mean, there's no chance. I mean, I'm very comfortable around him now. I've already taken a nap after the pool on Friday and 4th of July at their place. So I mean, it's a very comfortable relationship already.
But that's what you just said. It's a very comfortable relationship already.
Exactly. Hanging out with gay men as a straight girl is so comfortable because you don't have to have your guard up that they're like trying to, you know, touch you or get at you or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can just hang out. It's still male attention, which is fun, but there's just no threat there. So you just can be yourself, your guard's down or whatever. And sometimes you have more in common to talk about than with straight dudes.
You're so much fun. Like, I had a guy come up to me at Swingin' Richards. He was like, if I was not gay, I would date you. You're so beautiful. I'm like, why can't you be straight? It's so tough.
Now, this could go a couple of ways also, because we could ask for women to call in that have had guys that faked being gay in the beginning of the relationship and then had to come clean. Mm-hmm. But I'm assuming that if you fake being gay to get close to a woman, that instead of saying, look, I've been lying the last couple of months, you would just say something. You'd continue to lie and say, I thought that I was into men, but after hanging out with you, I've realized that it's possible for me to have romantic feelings for a woman.
Maybe. That would be the way to play it if you were going to try to do that.
Are you offended by this whole
conversation? Yeah, well, no. I mean, but yeah, by that. Like, if you're faking it, just say you lied just to get close to her. Don't act like she changed you or anything like that.
Good morning, Scott. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well.
All right, the assumption here is that, like Wendy just said, she's so comfortable around this guy. There's no threat there. Mm-hmm. There's just the defenses are down. She's comfortable. It would be a great ploy for a straight guy to try to fake it if you were bold enough to pull it off.
Yeah, I had a friend and I. I'm almost 40 now, but my friend and I, we used to go to Backstreet's back when it used to be there, and we would go there and we were right out of college. We didn't have a whole lot of money, so we would go there and have the guys buy us drinks and do all that. And we were there, but late at night, a lot of the women who danced and did, you know, work the night shifts of bars would always go there at late hours. So that was a nice place to find women. So we would pretend like we were gay, and the guys would buy us all drinks, and we'd get drunk and hammered, and then slowly move in with talk with the women because they felt a little bit more comfortable being there with the gay men. So it was an easy ploy.
So how did you make the transition? If they're hanging out with you because you're a gay guy, and then you go for something a little bit...
Well, sometimes it was easier enough to say that you were either bi or that, you know, you were experimental or anything of that nature.
And what was the reaction usually from most of the women? They didn't care.
No, most women didn't care at all. whatsoever. Like I said, we were in our early 20s, and They didn't make a big deal whatsoever about it.
Mm-hmm. Setting a bad precedent here. Very bad. This goes another way also. Hey, John, you're on Q100.
Am I on a voices guide?
You are.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't necessarily trying to get closer to a girl. I was trying to run away from her.
Oh, no.
It worked for me to get rid of her, you know, trying to be gay, and, you know, it just worked for me.
So how long were you
all like, it took you to determine that I just don't like women.
I mean, it's not the most manly way to get, you know, run away from her, but, you know, there was just no other way to get rid of this girl. She was trying to on top of me all the time, and I was like, you know what, I just one day started acting gay, and it worked.
You are a coward, A. But B, how long were you guys going out with each other before you told this to her?
Probably we weren't actually going out. She was just trying to, you know, hitting on me all the time. And I kept ignoring her, and she just didn't get the message. So one way that it worked for me was to act gay.
Did you go to a certain extent to where you would, like, introduce her to guy friends of yours and say that they were your boyfriend?
No, I didn't took it that far, but, you know, I was definitely acting, you know. I guess, you know, I was a good actor doing it because it worked.
What you are learning from guys is that we will lie to get in and we will lie to get out.
That's true.
But we will lie.
The Bert Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.